Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Goodbye.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure. It's always a pleasure. It's like a dream come true for me. That's not like a dream come true. It is a dream come true for me to be able to talk to you every weekday and share some ideas with you and introduce you to some really smart people like our good friend this half hour, Tim Berry. Tim has been an abiding member of our Brain Trust. Heck, he's not just an abiding member and a dedicated member of our Brain Trust. He is an original member of the Brain Trust. And as many of you know, he's the founder of Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Business Plan Pro, the world's number one business planning software. And Tim has been helping us grow our business, start running, grow our businesses through better business planning now for 10 years. And he's our good friend. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. That's a nice introduction, too. It's scary that it's been 10 years for me. But yes,
well,
the calendar says that.
It's actually 10 years right now.
This month, right?
Ten years right now, today.
Today?
Actually, you know what? It was yesterday. But I'm telling you, 10 years ago, yesterday, you were on the show for the first time. How about that?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a month of those kind of things for me. I turned 60 this month, and I had a 38th wedding anniversary.
So. Well, happy anniversary, happy birthday, and then we cap it off with our anniversary.
Absolutely.
I mean, is this a great life or what for you?
January 2008, huh?
Tim, one of the things that you've done over the years is you've helped us to understand. We've looked at business planning, you know, 8 ways from Sunday, but you've got a little bit of a new spin on business planning that you want to talk about, and I'd like for you to introduce it for a minute. Just tell us a little bit about it.
Absolutely, and thank you. You know, it's been 30-some years that I've been doing this, and I hope you learned something in 30-some years, but what I'm getting now, I'm calling the plan-as-you-go business plan, because I'm seeing more and more as the world changes, we need to rethink what business planning is supposed to be. And this will sound very familiar to you, Jim, because we've talked about it, but I'm trying to put it together on a book, and let's start with what I think might be a surprise. I'm redoing what I'm saying is the most important single piece of a business plan. And I don't think you'll guess it, but we won't waste too much time. Do you want to guess what I'm saying?
What you're saying is the single most important piece of the business plan?
Yes, because I know we've done this before over 10 years, and I'm changing the answer.
Well, before we would have said the financial models.
Okay, and yes.
And especially cash flow. And
I've seen the way this works enough now through these years that I'm quite certain that the most important single component of the business plan is the review schedule for when we're going to review that plan,
mm-hmm.
as in the third Thursday of every month.
So after it's already done, you're saying the most important part of the plan is the plan to continue to go back to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do a plan and you're only going to do a few components of it, the thing you're going to do first, or the thing that's most important, is you say, all right, people, even if it's one person, when are we going to review this? When are we going to look back and track progress against plan, see how we did? That's the most important piece.
Does this change the way you develop a plan?
Well, the whole idea of the plan-as-you-go business plan, it does change the way you develop a plan, in that I'm saying now, the plan is a collection of interrelated blocks, and it doesn't matter in what order. And as a matter of fact...
Mm-hmm. We've always said that.
Yes, but we're putting it down now in a way that people can free themselves from this fear and dread they have of the big formal business plan.
Right.
And just get started, get going. If you like concepts and words, do the mission statement or do the heart of the plan. If you like numbers, do the sales forecast. Do whatever works for you, and just get going with the plan.
And start assembling it.
Get going.
If you remember, I used to say this all the time. I used to say, you know, folks, whatever, when you say I want to do a business plan for whatever application the business plan is for, I used to say all the time, start writing something down. Don't worry whether it's A, B, C, or D. Just start writing it down, whatever you feel like writing down right now. Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. Another thing.
Hold on to that thought, Tim. We're going to come right back to this, folks. This is fascinating stuff. When we come back, I'm going to ask Tim, how much of this is being brought on by the way the marketplace and the generations are changing? Right after these messages, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Tim Berry is our guest. Stay with us.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of Tim Berry's membership in our Brain Trust. Tim, happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, thank you.
It's good. It's great to have you here. And let's do 10 more together. What do you think?
Yeah. I'm on. Count me in.
There you go. Tim, let me stop for a second. Folks, you know how much I regard our Brain Trust members, and you know, you can tell by the way that they behave on the show how much regard they have for you, and why they keep coming back and sharing their ideas. You know, many times long after they have anything to sell, their book's out of print or whatever. So you know what kind of folks my Brain Trust members are, and there's nobody who fits that bill more than Tim Berry. And so Tim, again, on behalf of my audience, for all that you do for small business, we thank you.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Now, your new approach to business planning, plan as you go business planning, how much of that sort of new thinking that you have about this now, how much of that has been caused by the 21st century marketplace, the dynamism of the 21st century marketplace, how it's changed, how the generations have changed, how the young people coming on board have changed? How much of that's involved in this?
Very much, and thank you for getting that. First of all, that it's a new approach. It's not a method. It's a new approach. And secondly, what's really important is the relationship between the business plan and change. Things change fast, and one of the misconceptions or myths that make people miss the advantage of business planning is this really weird idea that somehow if you plan, you're not going to be able to adapt to change as much. How can I plan when things change so quickly? And I know we've talked about this before, but my approach is putting it up front so people see it. The plan is the way you manage change. And you do that by keeping your assumptions visible and watching as things affect your assumptions. So it's like dribbling in athletics. You have to manage the ball right there at your hands and feet, but you also have to look up and see what's going on
and
the
see
whole
where you're
playing
going.
Field.
Yeah.
So that's why planning is managing change. And people have just lost that. It's like, oh, but if I plan, I have to follow the plan. And
so what you're saying is that the way people have traditionally thought about planning, because they got stuck in that, their plan paradigm, so to say, their planning paradigm wasn't moving fast enough for the world they were seeing.
Exactly, and they blame it on planning rather than blaming it on failure to really use and manage a plan well.
So basically, what you're doing, your new approach to business planning, is basically putting track shoes on business planning.
Oh, well, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, it is a new approach. It goes beyond that, because I'm emphasizing metrics like I have before, but the approach is focusing on metrics because you have to track progress.
Right.
And we didn't do metrics as much. And I'm also trying to separate for once the information support that people think of as part of the plan from the plan itself. The plan is what you're doing and what's got to happen. The information support some people need and some people don't. For example, that huge market analysis that makes everybody afraid when they're told they have to do a business plan.
Right.
Well, some need it because they have to support their idea for investors or for banks.
Like if you're building an apartment complex or a commercial building, you've got to show that there is a need for, there's a demand, a pent-up demand for what you've got.
Yeah, unless you're very wealthy and you're ready to take the risk yourself, then you have to be sure of it and you're betting your money.
Right.
But your plan is what's going to happen, and you separate it from information analysis, industry analysis, competition. I'm not suggesting that you don't want to really deal with all those things, but they're background to your plan. You include them if needed. Mm-hmm. Form follows function.
Right.
So that's another between the review, the metrics, the tracking, and the separating the information background from the plan itself. That gets a lot of it. And then we get into this form follows function thing, so your plan is not a document.
What?
Your plan is not a document. Your plan lives in your computer, in your head, in your PowerPoint, in your speech. Your plan is what you're going to do, regardless of how you spin it out into document or presentation or speech or whatever.
Very interesting. This is a departure, isn't it?
I like your phrase that you said, a new approach, because just about everything I'm saying you and I have talked about through the years. But we need
times.
To put it together so people can understand it.
So let's give me 30 seconds before we go to the break on somebody's out there saying, okay, fine, but I'm going to start that. I want to start what Tim's talking about today. What's the first step? I know you're saying it's up to them, but what is an example of a first step?
One good first step is set up when you're going to review the results. That's a good first step.
Even before you have the results.
Yeah, set up because you need to have yourself and your other key people committed to. You know, seriously, the third Thursday of every month, we're going to spend 90 minutes over lunch.
Even before you have something to look at, write down when you're going to review what you're going to build.
Yes.
Very interesting. New stuff here, folks, from Tim Berry, the world's business planning expert and the founder of Palo Alto Software, the makers of Business Plan Pro. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with me. Here's Billy Idol to take us out. There's the Birds, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they used to be called. A little song right out of the book of Ecclesiastes. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you use our stuff. Tim Berry is our guest, and he's all over both of our websites. So much contribution that he's made over the years, and so graciously and so well, too. Your own website, Tim, is?
www.timberry.com.
And they can find your blog there, can't they?
Yeah. Yeah, there is a blog.timberry.com, but if you just go to timberry.com, that'll get you there.
Lots of other stuff. Don't forget, also, I like telling them about
B plans.
Yeah, bplans.com, where they can go and find examples of business plans to use. Folks, check that out. And in your blog, will they be able to read more about about your new approach to business planning as you go?
That's one of the categories of my blog now since earlier this month. So I'm beginning to post different pieces of that.
Right.
A lot of what we're talking about shows up there, but the truth is you ask the questions right, you make it come out more organized. So
so folks, check that out. Okay, so we're the first step to plan as you go business planning is to establish when you're going to review But you're saying do it before you even have anything to review. All right, so we've decided that on every the first Thursday of every month, we're going to review our business plan. All right, now what's the next step?
And the next step is where I'm saying get going, get started.
Do something.
It doesn't really matter. You choose whether you want to do X, Y, or Z.
What if they don't even know what the components should be? They don't even know that. Can we give them some components?
Well,
you know, you need a management section, you need a product section, you need a competitor section, you need a financial section, that kind of thing.
We're going to start with the heart of the plan, which is where you have basically three concepts. Who is your target market, and what situation are you solving for them? You know, it's
right.
The need or want. And
why should they be into me?
Yes. Who and you describe a person with a problem or a want. That's a part of the heart. There's a three-part heart. I call it a tricameral heart. Who are they with their situation? Number two, who are you as a business? How are you different? What are you strong at? Why are you the right business to be solving this problem? And number three, focus. How do you bring this together? What specific part of all this are you going to do? So it comes out with focus is, for example, who isn't your market? Or specifically,
exactly.
You know,
and that may be, Tim, let me stop, pardon me, but I got to stop on that. That may be the most important part of your business plan, ladies and gentlemen. And if I had to tell you one thing to prompt, please review this every month. Don't review who you should be doing business with. Review who you should not be doing business with. And who you should not be spending money trying to attract.
A lot of this you wrote in a piece called You Say Your Business Plan Every Day.
Yeah.
Which was, how long ago did you write that?
Probably close to 10 years ago.
Oh, well, that's one that's very close to this heart of the plan idea. You have to understand that that's what really drives your business. And then from there, you start looking at metrics. And metrics start with dollars, but in every business, it's beyond dollars for all the different people. The best thing you can do for your employees is give them metrics so your team members can see their progress for their plan. How are they doing? And that's a matter of inventing the metrics. It might be phone calls or visits or presentations or trips or participants or attendance. It's not just dollars, but give everybody metrics. That's really important for the plan as you go plan because you need to leave track so you can measure.
You've got a book coming out about this.
Yes, it's
that'll be out. We're announcing it now. It'll be out in the fall, right?
Right.
And you'll launch that on the show. In fact, what you and I'll be doing, we'll be building up to this as we go through the year. We'll be dropping little breadcrumbs about this all along.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
And then this isn't my first rodeo, Tim. And so then in September, in the fall, we'll be launching this. But it also, they can keep tracking your thought process on this in the blog at timberry.com.
Yes, I'm blogging a lot. I seem to do more than a post a day.
How is all this going to fit in with Business Plan Pro?
There's already a post on the B-Plans blog, interestingly enough, about exactly how you do this with Business Plan Pro, because Business Plan Pro is a tool. The content is independent.
How you use it is up to you, exactly. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Happy anniversary again.
Oh, thank you, and to you too, and thanks for having me, Tim.
Thanks for 10 great years. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.